of Freedom's Escape. Recruit a team of teenagers with attitudes.
It's interview time. I am your host, Steve Jew and Mike from the Geekcast Radio Network, and joining me is my co-host, Scotty Cash from the Pop Culture Network. Hello, sir.
How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Good.
And from the Command Center, would like to welcome Lisa J. from No Pink Spandex. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Basically, what this little quote-unquote interview slash discussion will be is just, you know, talking to Lisa because she's gotten to interview a lot of the Power Rangers actors and people, so it'd basically just be, you know, getting her experience along with, you know, finding out some juicy tidbits and stuff like that. So we've got several questions for you.
Juicy tidbits.
She's our mentor.
I don't know. She always gets it's something that'll come up later, but you know, ever since Power Rangers, no one ever saw Billy again after Zeo, and then all of a sudden last year he showed up in a special interview that you did. So it's like David Yost dropped off the face of the earth, and then he shows up again.
That is true, and it was awesome.
Yes, we'll get to that. What'd you say, Scotty?
She's got some explaining to do.
Yeah, exactly. So. All right, first question, why no pink spandex? Why not no yellow spandex or whatever, and how did NPS come to be?
Well, yeah, I mean, no pink spandex. Well, I always grew up, I mean, I'm, you know, black girl from the Bronx, right? Mm. So black girl from the Bronx doesn't really mesh with valley girl from California. So really when I started watching the show, I was not into pink. I didn't like Pink Rangers. I was not a fan. And I forgot, it was something on Ranger Board, either some kind of competition, I don't remember. But for some reason I was picked as the leader, and then they were like, okay, come up with a name. And I'm like, no pink spandex. It was like easy. I'm like, well, I don't like pink spandex, so whatever. I don't like Pink Rangers. Fine. And so it just started with some Ranger board game. And then I was at this around that same time, I was on a podcast called RangerCast. And it was myself and four others. And I was just like one of the panelists and what have you. And, you know, while it was a great time, I just felt like I wanted to do something of my own. And so my friend Katie and I, we were like, well, you know, let's just do a podcast. I'm like, come on, Katie, we can do it. You know, just us girls, we can do this and blah, blah, blah. And so we just started to, you know, do our own thing, and talking about, you know, Power Rangers, basically the same thing that we did on RangerCast. And, that started in September of 2005. And again, around that same time too, was the first time I went to my first convention ever, YumaCon 2005. And that was when the, SBD cast was there. And I had my little shaky cam camera, a little bitty camera, and I taped some of the panels and whatever and edited together. And then that was, I mean, really, it was really early on where that was when Ranger guests were, you know, appearing at conventions. And right. So I'm like, well, I gotta get this on camera. Gotta, you know, whatever, you know, I gotta do this. And so I just edited something quickly together. So coupled with, you know, us talking about the show and that's where it kind of began. And, you know, I was going to school for media as well. So I wanted to do video production. And I mean, eventually I just saw myself doing that. And now, you know, 5 years later, I'm like,
exactly.
Making millions of dollars off of it.
Millions of dollars. Yeah, I wish. I wish. But, I mean, it's been really odd in a sense because, you know, you never think that something that you like to do, you know, talk about a nostalgic show would actually, you know, come into, I guess, quote unquote, real life. Because, you know, you think, all right, you know, a hobby, but this is actually, you know, video production is actually what I want to do. And, it, you know, it was an inspiration to, for me to get better. So.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the same thing with, I'm sure with Scotty as well over at Pop Culture Network. And the same thing with me, like, you know, my very first interview I ever did, of course, most of our podcast, majority of our podcasts over at Geekcaster Network center around Transformers. That's our big fandom over there. But, you know, when I did my first Transformers podcast, if someone had told me that I was going to be able to interview Stan Bush, you know, 5 years ago, I would have laughed them just out of the room. You know, it's one of those things where, holy crap, I can't believe I'm talking to all these people.
Right.
Do you have a favorite Zord from any series of Power Rangers, or do you have one specific to Mighty Morphin?
It's clearly the pterodactyl, right? The pink pterodactyl.
Look, I was thinking the bear.
Okay. When I was growing up watching the show, and you tape it on your VCR. I know how old those are. Taping on your VCR, I would fast forward through the Zords. Because look, for me, Power Rangers was Saved by the Bell with martial arts. That was the perfect show because I love Saved by the Bell and I love martial arts. You put those two together, awesomeness. I mean, you know, so the Zord, I was like, when they were in the spandex, I'm like, just give me some on-morph action and some high school drama and I'm good to go. So, I guess the easy one, the one that was the coolest at the time, I mean, Dragon Zord, you know?
Yeah, everybody loves Dragon Zord.
So, I'll pick the easy one, Dragon Zord.
It's funny you combine Power Rangers and Saved by the Bell because I just counted off on my hand. You got Zack, Slater, Screech, Jesse, and Kelly. And I'm assuming that Mr. Belding would be the Zordon of Saved by the Bell.
For sure.
Technically, he's the Mr. Kaplan because, you know, the kids didn't want to see Belding. I mean, really, they didn't want to see him. You know, he was just... Yeah. Come on. Like, we joke about it all the time. Mm-hmm. Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin was Saved by the Bell, martial arts. And, you know, and then throwing some Japanese stuff in there. I mean, you know, it was like a great show.
Yeah.
That's why we're talking right now.
Yes. You want to take that next one there, Scotty?
All right. What's your favorite ranger from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
Wow. Okay.
And we're not. It doesn't have to be like who you've interviewed. Like, you know, growing up, who was your favorite? It clearly wasn't Kimberly.
So. No, it clearly wasn't. Let me see. For Mighty Morphin, the one I related to the most, even though she was technically the Black Kimberly, was Aisha.
Okay.
But. I mean, because she was short and she was Black and she had braids and so did I. So I was like, that's cool. That's me. But my favorite, I guess my favorite would have been, I did like Zack. Because, you know, I mean, he was the only Black guy. So, I guess I looked for people who I relate to more.
Yeah.
And
at least you're honest about it.
Yeah. And Zack, I mean, he looked like me, and he liked to dance, you know, and he wore purple, my favorite color. It was great. I did like Zack, right? And then, you know, when I was, of course, you know, amongst the girls, you know, you had the crushes, you know, so people had crushing Jason, you know, Tommy, and all that stuff. So,
what about poor Billy?
Look, I don't know who anybody like Bill. granted, I went to school in Spanish Harlem, so you know, not many of the. No, that's not true. One of my friends, she did like Billy. Yes,
on purpose.
I do remember. On purpose. Okay. She was always the variant of the. She always like when we're watching. You know, let's see, like Martin and Family Matters and whatever. She's like watching X-Files. Like, you know, like she was, you know, like, and at the time, like now X-Files, you know, cult classic. But, you know, at the time it was like, really? really? Sliders, really? So, yeah. So, yeah, she did like Billy. I remember. I do. So, yeah, and that's the beat of the show. It's like everybody had their favorite, and not everybody's the same. So, you know, it's a good time.
I have a confession while we're talking about it.
Yes.
I've never liked any Girl Ranger more than I liked Aisha.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yep. I had a childhood crush on her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when I meet her, we're just running away and getting married.
Same. Right.
You should tell her on Facebook. You should.
Is she on there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She has a fan page. Yes.
Does she?
Yes, she does.
Cool. Let's look that up. Are you on there too, I assume?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
So, yeah, look her up. Tell her, I loved you when I was 13. Years old.
Yeah. 25.
If you had to choose any Power Rangers series besides Mighty Morphin as your favorite, what would it be and why?
Zeo, hands down.
Okay, well, that's within the Mighty Morphin era.
Okay, look, let me tell you. Let me break this down to you. Okay? Yes, you had your Mighty Morphin. You had the season 1, season 2, season 3. Okay, fine. It was great. You know, that was an era. Okay? Then you had the season finale of season 3 where, you know, things are blowing up. You don't know what's going on. Oh, mm-hmm. My. And then for like the longest time, it seemed like the longest time, you had these promos of, you gotta see it, it's coming, all that stuff, right? And I'm like, what's coming? I don't understand. What's going on? Power Rangers Zeo. Power Rangers Zeo was born. I'm telling you. Look, let me tell you something. Power Rangers Zeo is the best season of all time.
All time.
Okay, like.
You are tired.
Of all time. You do. Oh, I'm going to tell you why.
Clearly,
the best cast. Clearly. I mean, yes, later on, you know, SPD is a close second. But clearly, look, you have Tommy, you have Jason coming back. What? Tommy, Jason, Adam, and Rocky not being annoying, all on one team, okay? And then Catherine, you know, she got some cojones, you know, learned a little bit from Kimberly, all right, you know, because, you know, the first couple of seasons, I'm like, what is, she's a little too meek, but she got some cojones. And then you got Nakia, who's like the better version of Ashley, Aisha. See, there's too many A-names.
No, that's crazy.
Yes. What?
She's like fake Aisha.
Don't even try to fake Aisha nothing. She is from Africa. She is from the true Africa. No, fuck it. But yeah, I mean, I love that. I mean, for me, the favorite season starts with the cast, right? And and how well they portray the story to me. And so I can completely believe that, like, hey, look, we've gotten a little older, you know, we got a little humor, we got a little drama, we got a little everything, martial art. I mean, it was just great. And I can watch that season over and over and over again without being bored. So that is my favorite season of all time.
I mean, it's a reasonable answer. We just, you know.
Yeah. Reasonable answer.
Everybody has their own opinion.
Well, Scotty's trying to be objectionable here. He's
Season? What is your favorite season?
Season 1, just because it's season 1.
Okay, season 1, I mean...
Season 2.
Oh, Lord.
Just because I love the Thunder Zords.
Okay, all right.
I do love Zeo, though. I do like Zeo a ton.
The whole point of the question was setting aside the MMPR eras as far as the original cast members.
But it wasn't the original cast members. That's the.
I know. And they are great. I'm not saying they're not great. They are awesome. But I'm saying as far as any other series within the scope of it. And for me,
okay. So where's the cutoff, though? Where's the cutoff? Come on, you got it. Yeah.
After Zeo, so you can pick Turbo if you want.
Yeah, Zeo is the cutoff because after Zeo, there was no original cast anymore.
Yeah, there was. Half of Zeo was a part of the original cast. Was there?
That's
yeah,
what it was. That's
for
what
Turbo.
Yeah, for Turbo. Half of Turbo.
The silly little kid. Turbo's got off.
Yeah, it's still Tommy was still there, and then you had Adam, you had Catherine, you had Nakia, you had Tanya. you had, and then Justin replaced Rocky.
Yeah.
For half of the season.
Yeah, that was great. I'm glad they did that. That was awesome.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm not a big fan of Turbo.
Let's move on. My main point was anything in the last, you know, 17, 18 years that the show has gone on besides obviously what we remember as our childhood. And for me, outside of up until Turbo. Outside of all that, for me, honestly, it goes to Time Force, because Time Force had great acting. I could relate to each of those characters because they're so different from each other, but they all come together as a team. And Time Force just had great storytelling. So that would be my favorite outside of the Mighty Morphin eras.
Great acting, really? Great.
Yes.
Really?
Time Force had great acting.
From everybody? From everybody?
Yes.
Really, even Katie? And look, I love me, again, black girl, strong black girl, what? But Katie, I tried watching that over. Katie, child, Lucas, Lord, Trip, Jesus.
Well, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but
I mean, I know.
I think we can all agree, Time Force had better acting than, say, Wild Force.
I mean, that goes without saying, though. That's like comparing, like, filet mignon to, like, Burger King. Come on. That's just wrong.
Are we Wait, hold on. Are we adding bacon to Burger King? Cause
oh, wow.
I'm just kidding.
So,
yeah, I stopped watching after Zio until, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. So I don't really have a say in this.
And that's one of the reasons why, outside of me coming up with the idea to do From the Command Center based on the series, that's the other reason why we're doing this, is so Scotty can go back and watch all of the painful seasons.
I stopped watching at, like, the Turbo movie because I was like, I can never watch this again. Ugh. This little kid grows into a Power Ranger. I'm done.
I quit the show after the cast change in Turbo. Like, I quit. Like, I was like, I can't do this. You know, I was there with the kid. I was like, all right, I'll pull through, but I'm done. And then I came back. I mean, really, I quit Power Rangers until Dino Thunder. Dino Thunder brought me back.
Yep. So, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Dino Thunder is on its own playing field. It's on a plane above almost everything else at this point.
Yeah, I like Dino Thunder. I did, yeah. Okay, and then SBD could have been awesome, but could have been.
Is SBD the one with the talking dog that is supposed to be Zordon?
Yeah, Kruger, yeah.
Dude, I'm going to have to watch that because everybody's like, it's good. And then, like, the one episode I've seen is like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my
entire
life.
Which one, though?
I don't remember. I just remember there was a giant talking dog in it, and it was pretty much like the Zordon. And I'm just like, is this real? What is going on?
See, like the first 10 episodes of SPD, A+. Then it dips. And it gets far.
Really?
I would have to agree with what Lisa's saying there, but it kind of comes up at the very end with the finale of Endings Part 1 and Part 2. I think even though the middle of that series kind of dips off and is like, what the hell? They do bring it back full circle with a really, really good season or series finale for that show.
Is SPD your one that you would pick other than the three Mighty Morphins and the Zio?
No, it would be Dino Thunder. Granted, it's hard to choose now because, like, I go by, like I told you, the cast and what have you,
mm-hmm.
and watchability. Like, would I be able to sit down and just watch this over and over and over again? And Dino Thunder over time, yeah, a little bit, you know, it's not a Zio level, but, you know, I could watch it again. I have to be in the mood, you know? So, yeah, Dino Thunder. I would say Dino Thunder.
All right. Well, now that you got Dino Thunder being your best, what about a Power Ranger series that you can't stand to watch, or you just can't stand in general?
Where do we begin?
Jungle Fury. Stop hating on Jungle Fury, Mike. It's not that bad. Okay.
You're one of those. I'm sorry.
No, I'm out. Okay, I'm not saying it's just not the worst. That's what I'm saying. Like, Mike's like Hitler Jungle Fury. You know, like, Jungle Fury is the worst thing ever.
Worst thing ever.
It was hard. I mean, because when you have a whiny Red Ranger, it's hard.
Plus, your Zordon is a pizza guy that talks like a surfer.
Let me tell you, RJ is amazing. Don't even try.
Come on.
I love RJ. No. Shut your mouth. Okay?
So anyway, which one do you pick?
Like I said, it's hard because we've got some really stinkers. Let's see. I would say Wild Force, because recently I tried to watch it over again and it was so hard because the acting was that terrible. It was really, like, it was horrendous. And granted, look, I know the show is not known for its Oscar award-winning performances. I get it. Seriously, I get it. look at our current season. Anyway, but Wild Force, it's like, I can't, it's hard. I mean, I've fallen asleep watching it. I have forgotten to come back to it. I've walked away. I came back and I'm like, oh, that's still on? Whoops, my bad. It's hard to watch. And really, because, you know, if I can't believe the story that you're telling me, I don't want to watch you. So,
yeah, up to about a week ago, I don't know, I'd say about 2 weeks ago, I haven't seen all the series, but I started watching Wild Force. And I was, you know, besides the worst acting ever to put on a screen, I was kind of liking it because of Zords. But then Animus was that kid, and I was like, nope, this is it. This is the worst Power Rangers ever.
The only good thing about Wild Force, and I wish it would have happened in a better Power Rangers series, the only awesome thing about Wild Force was Forever Red. And
yeah,
the reason why I say that, and I don't care what people read into it as far as, you know, analyzing that episode, on a pure nostalgia factor, that episode is awesome.
No doubt about it.
Hello. Yeah. No disagreement from me here.
Yeah.
Like, none whatsoever. Yes. I mean, basically, I mean, without seeing, and I haven't seen the entire season again.
Oh, you haven't?
Said before. No, like, falling asleep. Hello.
sometimes you gotta finish it just because he started it, though. You know what I mean?
I know. Like, I
got so far in where I was like, I mean, I have to muster through this. This might be the worst thing ever, but I gotta do it.
I know. One of these days, I'll try.
Well, I just ruined it for you. You don't even have to watch it now.
But yeah, no, I mean, like, seriously, yeah, Forever Red, Reinforcements from the Future, the team up with them and,
Time Force,
you know, was pretty decent, you know, and yeah, I mean, from a really horrible season, from the depths of despair, out rises these three episodes that are actually entertaining, so.
Yes, yes. I know it's going to be hard to choose on this question, but I have to ask it. You have interviewed many of the Ranger cast, past and present. What was your favorite interview you have done, or what was the interview that you were most looking forward to do?
Okay, I can answer this. Okay. My favorite, the one I was looking forward to the most, was interviewing Jason Tim and Frank, mm-hmm. because huge fan, you know, growing up. And the first time that I went to a convention to meet him, I didn't meet him because I was doing so much videotaping. And I literally didn't even get to talk to him. I was so mad. I was like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe I missed out on my opportunity and everything. And then I was like, fine, that's not going to happen again. The next time I meet him, I'm going to interview him. It's going to be awesome, blah, blah, blah. And Anime Festival Orlando, I forgot which year. I think it was 2009, because we're in 2011. Yeah, 2009. and that was literally, you know, because usually the convention is like, you know, 3-day convention, but like a little pre party meetup thing beforehand, you know, the Thursday night.
Right.
Literally, we're hearing, oh, yeah, he had to do surgery on his arm.
Oh.
So. He's coming, but we don't know exactly when. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. The one person that I came down to see, and this is in Florida. I'm from New York. This is in Florida. One person I came to see, he might not make it. Great. This is amazing. But he finally did make it. And he was in pain. Like, he was in a cast. I mean,
yeah.
And he kept telling us, like, at the panels, like, you know, I had to make it. I just had to come. I couldn't miss this out. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, throughout the whole weekend, he's, like, signing autographs. I mean, like, seriously, in a cast, morphing with one arm and everything, signing stuff. And then little old me is, like, you know, asking one of the staff members, so I'm like, I just want to interview him, please. You know, and they're trying to work it out. And as he's about to leave the autograph room, because I'm in there for like the whole time trying to wait for my interview, he is about to leave. He thinks he's ready to go. And then he turns to me, looks down at me, and the guy's telling him, like, do you mind if you do this interview? And he's clearly in pain. And he's like, oh. And he comes back and he sits down and we mic him up. and everything, and then the interview happened. And so that was the one I was looking forward to the most, because, like, I've always wanted to interview him.
Right.
And now, you know, he's, you know, doing conventions all over the place and stuff, and it's fabulous.
And now he's a fighter.
An MMA fighter, kicking people's butt and everything. So the one that I forgot your other question, but the one that I was, I guess my favorite at the moment was the David Yost one.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that was big and...
Yeah, that was huge.
Yeah, I mean, it really hit. I didn't, because like, I released it right before Power Morphicon 2 happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then, so, like, it was on TMZ, Yahoo, CNN.
It went viral.
It was all over the place. And I'm in California, and I didn't, I mean, literally, Karen Ashley told me, "You're on CNN." And I'm like, "What?" She's like, she shows me the website. She's like, "No Pink Spandex, yada, 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 yada. I heard blah, 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 No Pink Spandex, blah, 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 David Yost, blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, holy crap. And it was really crazy, and but like he was so nice about it. He was really nice, and he was like, "Thank you so much for interviewing me, and it was a great interview, and I don't know what you did to make me look so good, but just keep doing what you're doing." And I mean, he was really, really nice. And
so if you didn't do it at like a con or whatever, how did you end up getting the interview? Was it at like something different?
No, that was at Anime Festival Orlando. Yeah, that was 2010. Yeah, last year.
But I'm saying, did you just like call him, and then like, or did you guys go to like a different convention?
He was invited to do Anime Festival Orlando last year, and I was like, I'm going. Because like, you know, it was, you know, Jason David Frank and a bunch of other Ranger guests, and then all of a sudden you see David Yost, and I'm like, I'm going. I have to get this interview. I don't care what I have to do. I'm going to get this interview. And we were going back and forth. And, like, you know how, like, I mean, I don't know if you know, but, like, even way before people were, like, even thought that David Yost would even potentially come to a convention, they were all like, "Oh, well, he doesn't like Power Rangers, and he doesn't like this, and he hated everybody, and this and this and this, and blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada." And I'm just like, and in my back of my head, I'm like, you know, you don't want to believe what other people are saying, but, you know,
right.
It kind of, like, psychs you out, too, because, like, I was there, and I was afraid to ask him to do the interview, and I'm just like, what am I doing? Like, the worst that he's going to say is no.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Then I just go about my business, right?
Yeah.
And then I'll sulk and cry and weep in a corner, but whatever, like... I'll just go up and he was so, he was like, "Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. When do you want to do this? How long do you want to do this? Blah, 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 blah." I mean, he was so nice about it. And so, and the thing is like, you shocked as you guys are, but like, imagine me sitting there and I'm asking these questions and he's like no BSing. He's like telling me yada, yada, yada. Like, what?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it was just watching that video, three part video was just amazing, and that was probably one of the most emotional interviews I've ever seen.
Right. Yeah. Because you don't expect you know, someone you don't know just to like pour their soul, you know. So so that was, I was really appreciative, and he was really appreciative, and we were all like, and then, you know, so it was me and my two other friends, Stan and, well, we call him Spy, because, you know, his name is John, but we call him Spy. Mm-hmm. It's cooler. So Stan and Spy, and we were there, and then after we were done, we were like, group hug, and we all group hug, and it was, you know, because, you know, he's that kind of guy. He's like, he's really sweet and down to earth, and I don't want anybody back talking or talking bad about my David Yost, okay?
Right. Now, did this all stay, like, was this his first convention?
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to say, I remember you, I think it was you that posted it on Twitter or somewhere. I found it somewhere. The Degenerate trailer that he showed up in.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all like, holy crap. There's Billy being a badass. Where the hell's he been the last 25 years or whatever? So when you got that interview, I was like, oh, wow. That, yeah.
Right.
And he's actually going to be doing stuff with you guys. How did No Pink Spandex Live come about? You're doing your own convention.
Okay. Well, number one, is that a convention?
Oh, okay. Well, I've only seen the promos that it's coming and all that, so.
Yeah. It's not a convention. Like I said, it's been 5 years. Mm-hmm. That we've been around, and I've worked so many of these conventions, from being, press to actually working a convention. I'm just like, all right, well, I want to do something on my own. So, it's an event where people can get together, who are in the New York City area, but actually there are people flying out too. So, hey, if you want to fly out, by all means. And we're just going to, get together, celebrate, No Pink Spandex, but actually get a chance to spend time with our special guest, David Yost. And, because, these big conventions, while awesome, some of these conventions, you just go for the crowd and to see how big the crowd is.
Right.
But, especially if you want to meet your favorite, voice actor or your favorite, insert, guest here, you spend maybe a couple of minutes getting something signed and a picture, and then that's it. So I wanted this to be smaller so that people will get an actual chance to, get to talk to him like I did. At AFO, there was a ranger meet and greet kind of thing. And, you actually got to talk to these people, regular people. And I remember, in those kind of moments, those type of things, I take away from conventions the most. Yes, it's great. The panels are great. The wacky questions are great. That's fine. But, I actually want to get to know these people. And then in turn, they get to know you too, instead of just oh, that's the kid who, wore the Green Ranger suit. Instead of oh, well, that's James who is into Transformers and also likes Rangers. They get to know you. So that's what I wanted to bring to this one day event. And April 30th.
So if we come back, we get to just crash on your couch then? Is that cool?
You get to crash on my couch.
Come on now. We're all best friends now, right? I'm busy that day then.
So are there any other, have you guys contacted anybody else for guests besides David or?
Well, we are still in the process of looking into options. So, so far it's David Yost. I don't want to say, oh yeah, we're going to get 50 million people.
Right.
That's definitely not happening.
Yeah.
So far it's just David Yost, and if it's only just David Yost, I think that is far from.
It'd almost be a little bit more special if it was only David Yost because of his history, where he's kind of been gone for a while, and if you're not gonna have a big convention, you're gonna have a small get together for No Pink Spandex. I don't know. It would just feel a little bit more special to me. What I mean? Maybe I'm crazy because I like Jungle Fury, but it is what it is.
No, you're
I'm
not
one
crazy.
Of those guys.
No, you're not crazy. In fact, you guys are going to buy your tickets now.
Okay.
At No Pink Spandex Live.
We're going to go book our hotel first because I don't want to stay with, but I'm just saying.
free tickets also help because majority of us are broke these days, but anyway, you know what would be really cool? I don't know if this will happen, obviously, but it would be kind of cool if you guys could get together the original Ranger cast as a panel.
Uh-huh.
Well, obviously, besides Thoy, because she passed away, but I mean, the original MMPR cast as far as, who's...
Oh, okay. Now I know, Chum. I was like, you want to get together the podcast, Ranger?
No. Okay, the original MMPR cast outside of Thoy, because obviously, unfortunately, she passed away. So, because you've already got David, it would be kind of cool to get the rest of them there.
Right. Yeah. But, it would be cool. You never know. Right now, what, Amy is in Canada filming, Flashpoint, and who else? Walter, he's in LA.
I just seen him in a commercial.
Bang for America?
Yeah, is that what it was?
That was the latest one I saw, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. I was just like, hey, that's the Black Ranger.
Exactly. Yeah, and let me see. And then Austin is, last time we heard, he was in Virginia, but I forgot. I think, did he say that Palmer Con? I think so. Like the first one, yeah, he's an EMT in the Virginia area. And yeah, and oh yeah, JDF is in the Houston area doing his thing, running his businesses. So yeah, they're all over the place. So you know, I mean, yes, that would be epic, right? Get all the people together, back together, be amazing. Mm-hmm. So you know, we'll see. Maybe down the line.
You never know.
Let's talk about Samurai for a moment.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out a way to transition, because we're done with the questions, because that was the last question I had was the NPS Live stuff. What do you think of Samurai so far, the two episodes we've seen, Lisa?
Okay. What do I think? All right. Let's see. You want the nice version?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You want the 2-11, please.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't curse.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm a lady. Yeah, no, I am not a fan of Samurai so far. I'm just going to be honest. I'm just not. I like how it's in HD. It's beautiful. It's marvelous. It looks gorgeous. I would watch a piling steep of crap on HD. I would. But you know, Samurai is not that. I'm not going to say it's that. It just... Did you guys watch the premiere? You guys watched the premiere, right?
Yes. That wasn't a premiere.
I've been told that they messed up and showed episode 3.
We don't know, right? We don't really exactly know if it's quote-unquote a mess up or if it was intent. I mean, I don't know. It's just, you're just going to drop us. I don't mind people dropping us into a series where we're just full on, people got powers already and stuff. I don't mind that. It's just, you got to like entice people to keep watching. This did not entice me. This was like, why do I care about these people? Okay,
exactly.
I mean,
it bothers me. I hated it.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, Mike, okay, you know, he's worried about his friends being in danger, but they're clearly fine. They're playing video games in the sling. They're fine.
That was awesome.
You know, but it's just, I mean, I don't care enough about you to care that you care about these people. Like, I don't really give a anyway, so, and then you had the second episode, which was a little bit, to me, it was a little bit better than premiere, but again, it was so stiff. It was like, this is my dream. I want to do this. I'm here for you, Kevin. We're all here for you. Oh, look, here, Kevin, I made you some lunch or some dinner. Oh, look, burnt chicken. Hee-hee, so funny. I don't really... Really? This is what we got? I mean...
I like all of the effects. I like all of the samurai designs. I like the theme to an extent. I cannot stand the Rangers Together Samurai Forever tagline. That just sounds so cheesy to me. I mean, that's more cheesy to me than anything MMPR ever did.
Well, let's not get carried away now.
No, that is more cheesy than anything that MMPR did, in my opinion. But I agree with you guys. It's like just throwing us in without a backstory on, you know, the good guys and the bad guys, that made no sense. I don't know. It's just weird.
And again, I'm not saying that you have to give us every little detail before you show. It's fine. Like, shows do that all the time where you're just, you know, you see somebody running down the street and you wonder, what the heck's going on? But, like, you have to, I mean, it has to be, you can't just start off with,
yeah,
Mike, you have to work as a team. And I'm like, why does he not want to work as a team? I want to work with your waxing face. You scare people. Like, what? I mean, I understand. I mean, so far, I'm just kind of hoping that it gets better from here because I'm not really thrilled.
I'm hoping this weekend's episode does show the beginning part of it. I'm assuming because Scotty told me that they messed it up as far as the episode order. So I'm hoping we get an actual backstory of every not everybody, but like the Rangers, the bad guys, and Bulk and Spike. Oh God.
Yeah, that is so terrible.
So horrible.
I'm very happy that Bulk is back. I'm very happy at that. That's awesome. But seriously, a skull knockoff? Oh, God.
You know, I will hold judgment on that. I will, because for some odd reason, it's like watching a car wreck. It's
in slow motion.
It's not great that it's happening, but it's interesting to watch. So I'm a hold off judgment for now, you know? Like, I want to see where they're going with it.
All three of their spots they've been in, Bulk's got stuff in his face twice, and then Spike got hit on the head. I'm like, really? You talking about this? That's just, it's ridiculous. They only brought him back to bring him back. They're like, look, we got him back. Oh, you know what we forgot to do? Write funny jokes. Now we're stuck with these crap jokes. Now what? Well, let's just throw stuff in Bulk's face for, you know, for two or three episodes. So, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I guess I'll reserve judgment.
Where's it going to go?
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. You're going to hear some ads, and we'll be back with the outro.
And now, some ads from the Geekcast Radio Network. This is Megatron, leader of the Predacons. And if you're hearing this, it means the Beast Unleashed podcast is now over. Yes. In the Beast Unleashed, myself, Steve Megatron Phillips, Pecan Court Michael Wilson, and TFG1 Mike review Beast Wars and Beast Machines in the very first podcast of its kind. Yes. In the podcast, we interview voice actors, writers from the show, and talk in-depth trivia between everything in between. So, if you're interested, you can tune in to the now-finished Beast Unleashed podcast over on geekcastradio.com. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Excellent! Yes!
Movie Week in Review is the Geekcast Radio Network's weekly movie podcast. Steve and Mike take a look back on their favorite films and give you their thoughts. They also bring in co-hosts at times. If you are a movie buff, listen to MWire only on geekcastradio.com.
Hey guys, it's Mike Hunt, and we here at IGN have just put together a totally cool list of the top 100 anime movies. Oh my god, what's happening?
I am from the Geekcast Radio Network, and I have been sent from the cartoon gods to do away with your crappy top 100 list and to enlist all of the other geek gods from across the internet. With our powers combined, we will create the most epic top 100 list of all time and forever put you peons at IGN to shame. So go tell all the other morons at IGN to take cover, because the Geekcast Radio Network's top 100 animated series of all time list is coming soon. And here are some ads from the Pop Culture Network.
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bass, and if you love toys, come check out my show, Not Mitten Box, every Tuesday on the Pop Culture Network.
You're listening to a podcast on PopCultureNetwork.com. Be sure to head on over to the site at www.PopCultureNetwork.com to check out more podcasts and videos featuring toys, comic books, video games, and all the things you love. And while you're there, be sure to check out the Pop Culture Network store, where everything you purchase helps to keep us producing. Just head over to PopCultureNetwork.com and click on Store.
What it is, friends. Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Thank you for joining us here on From the Command Center. There are several ways to get in contact with us, leave feedback for the show. Visit the network websites, geekcastradio.com and popculturenetwork.com. You can also visit nopinkspandex.com. And what's the live? It's nopinkspandexlive.com, right, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can join the forums over at Pop Culture Network and Geekcast Radio Network. You can leave the show's feedback in iTunes. You can follow us on Twitter. Mine is TFG on Mike. Lisa, what is your Twitter?
No Pink Spandex.
Scotty doesn't use Twitter. He's not hip yet.
I'm cool. I'm too cool.
He's too cool for Twitter.
Call me. Call me. I'll tell you what I'm doing.
That's funny. You can become a fan of all of us on Facebook. For us, it's Geekcast Radio Network. For Scotty, it's Pop Culture Network. And Lisa's is just No Pink Spandex. How often do you guys update the fan page on Facebook?
Pretty regularly. I mean, at least every week. Yeah.
Cool. And PCN is on YouTube, where you can see that award-winning From the Command Center video series. It's youtube.com/user/Mandalorian30. Pixel Dan and his G.I. Joe stuff.
Hmm.
Anyway, and No Pink Spandex is also on YouTube. It's youtube.com/user/NoPinkSpandex. You can call the voicemail lines. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. For GCRN, it's 502-526-5821. And for PCN, it is 217-953-4025. We hope you enjoyed this special interview of Lisa J. from No Pink Spandex. Thank you for joining us. This has been so cool.
How about
Thank you for
swell?
Having me.
Swell.
Yeah. Swell's good.
Swell's different. And we wish you'll join us next time here on From the Command Center, when we'll be starting the actual series reviews with Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 1. You have no idea how hard it is to break up Mighty Morphin, the three seasons. Oh my God, for all the information. Oh, that was a nightmare. Nightmare, nightmare, nightmare. For now, I am TFG on Mike with Scotty Cash and our special guest...
Lisa.
This is where she's supposed to say her own name.
Oh. Oops. Lisa J.
Yes. And thank you for listening. Until next time.
Let the power protect you.